Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Kamma, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yod Aleph. Hagoizel es a ger, this person steals from a ger. The ger has no yarshim. Now, like we have explained earlier, really, it's only shaykh by a ger that he shouldn't have anyone to inherit his estate. Every Yisrael would have yarshim, meaning to say, every Yisrael from birth would have yarshim, because he doesn't have any children. Goes up to his father, and if his father's not alive, goes up to his father and back down to his brothers. His brothers would yarshim. And if he doesn't have any brothers, it would go up to his grandfather and back down to his uncles. And if he doesn't have any uncles, it would go up to his great-grandfather. And eventually it can go all the way up to Yaakov Avinu and come back down to his closest cousin. But not to have any yarshim at all is only shaykh by a ger. So hagoizlus a ger, if someone steals from a ger, v'nishbalay, and he swears to him that he didn't steal from him. V'nes, the ger dies, and now he's maida. I lied. Harezer, this person, the gazlin, v'shalom keren v'chaymish l'kayhan. He pays the keren, that's the principal, v'chaymish, and the additional fifth, to whom? To the kayhanim of that mishmer, of that shift that are serving during the week that he wants to return the gzeil. In addition, v'yashem, he has to bring a karban hashem l'mizbeach, that they have to be makir by the mizbeach, to complete his kapara that he swore falsely. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Parshas Nasei, kapitel hei, pasuk yud aleph, v'im ein la'ish goyel l'hashiv ha'ashem eila. If the person doesn't have a Yavish to return the Gzela to, that would only be by a Ger. Ha'asham ha'mushav l'ashem l'kayin. So the Keren and the Chaymish, when the Pasuk says Asham, the Pasuk is referring to what he's guilty of, stealing the money, that is returned to the Kayin. You have to give it to Hashem. How do you give it to Hashem? You give it to the Kayhanim of that particular Mishmah. Milvad, besides for Eil HaKippurim, that's the Isle. The lamb that has to be within its second year, which he brings as a korban asham, mashiachabe, by all of that will complete his kapara. So we see from this pasuk that for gezel again, for swearing falsely, he has to pay back the keren, chaimish, and bring a korban asham. Now, suppose hayah gazlin malis hakesev, the gazlin is bringing up es hakesev. The kesev means the keren, either the gzela itself or the money for the gzela, and the chaimish, he's bringing it up to the kehanim, he wants to return it to the Kehanim, that Mishma, like the Pasuk says, Yasa Asham, he also has the Asham, they're going to be marked by the Mizbeach, Vameis. And the Gazlin died before he had a chance to give the money to the Kehanim and to be marked by the Karban Asham. That's a big tragedy. Didn't have a chance to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva when you're down here in this world. Tshuva helps, but you can't push it off. So Akesev, we take this money, the Keren and the Chaimish, that he never gave to the Kehanim, and Yenasei Labanav, it's given to the children, to the sons of the gazlin. You see, me'ikra din, the gazlin is kind of the money. What happens to the nechasim of a ger? There are no yarshim, so it's hefker. Whoever gets it first keeps it. So even though he owes the money to the ger, but the ma'aseh, if the ger dies, so he's the first one to have it. He already has it in his possession, so he should be zaychit min a hefker. But the Torah gave him a knas and said, you have to give it to the kehanim. We want you to have a kapara on the chet of shua sheker. And once he died, so he can't have a kapara anymore. So he may as well give the money to the yarshim, to his yarshim. The Yashem, what about the Yashem? That he was already Magdish, and he was in the middle of bringing up to Yerushalayim, and you can't be Mark of it anymore, because the Baalim died. You also can't redeem it, because the halacha is that a whole behemoth, that's not a Balmum, that you were Magdish, Kiddush Saguf, to be a carbon on the Mizbeach, cannot be redeemed. So the din is Yira, the behemoth is supposed to graze, Achi Yistoev. Should graze around in the fields without a hashgacha, meaning without anyone watching it, and therefore sooner or later what's going to happen is it's going to get a mum, it's going to get a blemish. You can't inflict a mum into the animal. We wait for it to get a mum on its own, then it is no longer kiddushas haguf. That means it's no longer a carbon for the mizbeach, rather it becomes kiddushas damim, its value belongs to Hegdish, and then you can redeem it, v'yamachar, and you can sell the behema as a behema of chulin, as a non-Hegdish behema. The kiddusha goes over to the money. And what do I do with that money? The yiplu damav, the money that I acquired from selling the behema, is going to literally fall into it. It means we're going to apply it, we're going to put it into a special box, linedava. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were different boxes. They were called shayfares, or shayfares, because they were shaped like a shayfer. Wide at the bottom, narrow on top. There was a nedava box. And that's where they would put in money, where funds were used at any time, that there was no carbon for the Mizbeach. Mizbeach was empty. They would purchase carbon oilis l'nedava. That was called oilis kayetz l'mizbeach. So once again, if someone steals from a ger, swears falsely, He's Maida, but the ger dies. The ger passed away. Who does he pay back to? He has no yarshim. So he pays the Karen and the Chaimish to the Kehanim of the shift of Kehanim. The Kehanim were divided into 24 shifts. We'll see more about that in the next mission of Be'ez Hashem. Whatever shift is doing the Avodah that week, they get the Karen and the Chaimish. He also has to bring a Karban Asham. If this Gazlan was on his way up to Yerushalayim with both the money and the carbon, and the Gazlan unfortunately died before he had a chance to do tshuva, that's the tragedy here, that he died before he had a chance to do tshuva. Nothing we could do for him. So the money goes back to his children, to the Gazlan's children. Really, the Gazlan was Zaycha in the money. He was a Knas. He had an opportunity to do tshuva. But he wasn't Zaycha. What do we do with the carbon ashram that he prepared? You can't redeem a behema that had Kedushas HaGuf. You have to wait for it to get a mum on its own. Then it gets transferred from Kedushas HaGuf to Kedushas Damim, meaning to say it can't go up on the Mizbeach, but its value belongs to Hegdish. That could be redeemed, and with the money, they put it into the funds for Nidava, and that means when there's no carbon available for the Mizbeach, they would purchase special carbon Oilos Nidava from these funds, and they were called Oilos Kayetz HaMizbeach.